And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Fires rage into another night in Los Angeles County, fueled by strong winds destroying homes and prompting evacuation orders. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says of the deadly Eaton fire,
we have five reported civilian fatalities, a number of injuries, and over 1,000 structures damaged or destroyed. The cause of the fire is unknown and under active investigation.
Many have lost homes, like this Altadena resident.
Oh, it still hasn't hit me that this happened, because I thought this would never happen.
The latest blaze is the Sunset Fire. CBS News Los Angeles's Juan Fernandez.
It is burning in the Hollywood Hills. It has burned so far about 20 acres between Runyon Canyon and Wattles Park. A mandatory evacuation order is now in place for Laurel Canyon Boulevard to Mulholland Drive to the 101 freeway down to Hollywood Boulevard. So it seems like a pretty large area.
At least 150 firefighters are on the scene with help from air assets making water drops. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano on what's spreading the flame.
The Santa Ana winds created by cold high pressure plaguing so much of the country, pushing dry air down over the mountains, compressing it through the canyons, and accelerating it all into a cataclysmic firestorm.
Just hours before he was set to depart for Rome and the Vatican, President Biden cancels the trip to remain in Washington to monitor the response to the deadly fires in California. This is the third day of a water outage in a major East Coast city.
Tens of thousands remain without water for a third day in Richmond, Virginia, after a power outage at a water treatment plant. Richmond Mayor Danny Ebel is telling residents,
we are still under a boiled water advisory, so please do not consume that water without boiling it first.
Fights have broken out in stores over bottled water supplies. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
U.S. longshoremen have reached a tentative agreement with ports and shipping companies averting a potential strike. WTOP's Dan Ronan.
The two sides say they have contract language now that establishes for automation technology but protects union jobs. The two sides in October had already agreed to the monetary side of the contract, accepting a 62% raise over 6 years.
Both sides had been facing a January 15th deadline. Mourners have been lining up to pay their respects to former President Jimmy Carter, who lies in state at the Capitol Rotunda.
A very moral person, a very trustworthy person, and I think within my lifetime, a unique president.
The 39th President's State funeral is tomorrow, which President Biden has declared a national day of mourning. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Marquette wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a comeback win in Milwaukee over the Georgetown Hoyas. Final score 74-66. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We get down 14. We're not shooting the ball well. The zone stymied us to some extent. It would have been easy for us to get bummed out. And I thought our guys did a great job collecting each other, helping each other. Have the spirit that we needed to have to win the game.
NBA, the Bucks host the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Former Marquette star Jimmy Butler says he wants out of Miami, but doesn't want the Heat to trade him to Milwaukee. NFL wildcard playoffs this weekend, the Packers and the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur on one of the things that stands out about Philadelphia.
I just feel like the defense is, I mean, they're humming right now. It's a very talented defense. You can tell that they've got everybody on the same page. They got superstars on every level of the defense.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but two notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2019. 2023. His friend's colleague Lisa Kudrow made news the other day when she appeared on The Drew Barrymore Show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a few clouds around the area in the overnight. A light south breeze as temperatures drop to near 5 above. Thursday, more clouds on the way with highs in the middle 20s, a south breeze. Thursday night, there will be a chance of snow, lows in the mid-teens. It's 6 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, next up for the Packers, they take on the Eagles. What are their chances heading into the playoffs? We talk to Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
And one thing that's very important to us is skilled unions, and you need skilled unions to win elections, I think, as you found out. We want this 2017 middle-class tax cut to be extended far more than anything else in this Way Forward package, which we feel wasn't directed or prioritized for us. Simple yes or no question to see if you're going to support, you know, skilled union and middle-class people like me. Would you support the extension of the and a clean bill with nothing extraneous attached, which might hurt its passage? Yes or no? Thank you.
The answer is that will never, ever happen. I will grow a spontaneous full head of hair prior to that ever happening. So, I mean, you know, hypothetical questions that have no chance of reality, Tom, are ones that, you know, I'm not dumb enough to take the bait on. The reality is the very, very small tax cuts that went to real people were 5 or 10%, and the vast, vast, vast majority of the money went to the top 1%. It's been proven over and over again. So extending any of those cuts, I think, is an awful idea for housing or healthcare or education. Tax expenditures are just that. It's like any other expenditure. Just because they're going to people who can afford to go to Mar-a-Lago shouldn't be any different, but that's what Trump's priorities are. But anyone who legitimately thinks that there's a portion of something good that could happen really has to, you know, take a serious look at the Kool-Aid that they're drinking.
I assume you're responding in the context of the Republicans controlling the House, the Senate, and the White House right now, meaning that that's not going to happen. But, you know, I think Tom's question might have been more of a hypothetical. If Democrats controlled things and there was a tax cut for middle-class people, would you support that?
Oh, I thought he was saying, would we just keep that little, because about 5 or 10% of that big tax cut did go to regular people.
Right.
But bill. Oh, I think what we would do would be completely different. I mean, I think we would not extend most of the tax cuts for the wealthiest, and instead, you know, make sure that, you know, those, at least under Joe Biden, was under 400,000. I would go even a little less. You make sure that any tax relief happens there. But more importantly, let's, you know, have health care for all. Let's do things that are far more expansive that help working people. Our problem, Tom, is we didn't channel our inner FDR.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We still have this ducking problem here with Skype, Congressman. Nate has not yet figured it out. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us here for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program, 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Congressman Mark Pocan, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. Good day, sir. Mark.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I'm here on the airwaves, ready for the fight. I'm challenging.
Welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here for Congressman Mark Pocan, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Holly in Marshall, Missouri. You're on the air with Representative Pocan. Holly? Going once? Going twice? Bernie in Hobart, Indiana. Hey, Bernie, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi. Hi, Congressman Pocan. Recently, President Biden signed a bill, the Social Security Fairness Act. Could you tell me what that entails and how did it get to President Joe Biden's desk?
One of the miracles, I think, of the last end of the year was getting that done. And, you know, certainly not a lot of things happened in the last Congress. That was one where I think enough people reached out to their members of Congress, and everyone has federal employees who were affected in their districts across the country, and we got something good done. So, you know, last Congress was probably the worst I've been in, without question, for getting things done, but that was one of those broken clock moments, where sometimes you get something done right despite all the disorganization that's going on, and it was a positive bill because people reached out to their elected officials.
By the way, Congressman, yesterday in Virginia, there were special elections for the State Assembly and the State Senate, and Democrats maintained their control of both those bodies. I see that as really good news. I'm wondering if you have any quick thoughts on that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And don't forget, this year, I think it is it Virginia and New Jersey, I believe, have their elections, and something really to watch, because I think as we watch the Trump administration and their dysfunction, I do think people are going to start having buyer's remorse, and that could be a good indicator for the 2026 elections.
There you go. Barry in Montague, Massachusetts, listening to WHMP, on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman. I'm just calling. Well, in reference to what was said a couple of weeks about the Democrats not seeming to have much punch, it's a communication thing because we know what is happening and we do not hear. We do not.
Barry, what's your question? I'm sorry, Barry. We've lost Barry. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Both of you, Happy New Year. Congressman, the consolidation of media in the hands of a single billionaire like Musk, who owns X, and Zuckerberg, who owns Facebook, and Fox News, is owned by Murdoch. All of these are huge propaganda machines. How are we going to fight or get fair elections when you have these propaganda machines in the hands of single individuals like that? Can we break down these media conglomerates so that they don't have so much power? And I take my answer off the air. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Yeah, Alfredo, you bring up a very, very, you know, valid point, which is, you know, with X now, it's become, you know, Donald Trump central. He doesn't need Truth Social. I still think at some point Musk buys Truth Social to give a little money to his buddy Donald Trump, but maybe he's going to string him along a little bit before he does that. But we need to get the information out individually from the sources that we're getting it out to. But nothing is really more powerful than that individual, you know, relaying of information. And we see that's how people really are relying on it. So we all need to share that because there's going to be a lot of disinformation on X, Truth Social, clearly, and other platforms. And a lot of people now just get the platforms they want to hear from. It's incumbent on us to make sure that we're getting the truth across. And again, follow members of Congress who you like and respect to see what we're putting out there so that you can help to get that information out in echoes and waves so that people are also hearing it.
Okay. I was just about to go to Honey in Hawaii, but just dropped off the board. Bob in Otis, Indiana. Bob, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning to both of you. You know, I hear these commercials on the radio about Social Security, and at the end they always have a disclaimer, paid for at taxpayers' expense. And I was wondering, they got these commercials for Medicare Advantage or Medicare Disadvantage. Why can't there be a disclaimer at the end of them, not a part of, you know, federal Medicare or something?
Yeah, I mean, part of the problem is, I think, how the law is written. They are kind of considered part of Medicare. The problem is we don't have a budget. There's very, very rarely you'll hear a commercial for Medicare, but the waves are, the airwaves are just inundated by Medicare Advantage because it's twice as profitable as regular health insurance. They're making a lot of money off of this. And as you noted, it's not an advantage for many people who have those plans. I think the real job we need to do is expose Medicare Advantage. And I think that's one of my biggest goals of the year, Tom, is to do that. You know, we're starting this new podcast. I think our first show we do is going to be on that subject just to really get the word out. We're going to keep talking about it. We've got some new bill ideas that we're going to be introducing. And we've got to do what we can to, one, preserve Medicare as it was intended, and two, make sure people aren't getting ripped off by Medicare Advantage. But unfortunately, there's not a big budget for Medicare to do advertising. That's why all the ads are Medicare Advantage.
Who's the we who's starting the podcast? Is this a Mark Pocan podcast?
We actually have a group of us, you know, Roe and Jan Schakowsky, Pramila Jayapal. I shouldn't start saying names. I'm going to get in trouble. Who's all there? Lloyd Doggett and others. No, this issue, I mean, we started it last time, but this time we came up with a few new bill ideas, Tom, that I think are going to really expose the industry. And
that's
I think
great.
That's one of the things we can do in the minority.
That's great. We're hitting our break here. We'll be right back with more of
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
That guy always steps on me. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Middays with Mark.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report. Raging wildfires are surrounding Los Angeles, destroying homes and killing at least five people in Pasadena.
I watered my house, and as I was watering it, some of my bushes started to burn, and so I put it out, and then my neighbor's bushes burned, and I put that out.
Los Angeles City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley described their mission this evening.
We will continue to focus, and we'll make very, very clear, saving lives first, evacuations, and rescues. We are not out of danger.
CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano explains the conditions allowing the fires to spread so quickly.
The drought, drying out vegetation on top of the seasonal Santa Anas has made for a combustible mix. The winds turning iconic palm trees into whipping flamethrowers, sending smoke and fire in every direction.
100,000 people are under evacuation orders. CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Marquette wins again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles, with a comeback win in Milwaukee over the Georgetown Hoyas, final score 74-66, head coach Shaka Smart.
We get down 14. We're not shooting the ball well. The zone stymied us to some extent. It would have been easy for us to get bummed out, and I thought our guys did a great job collecting each other, helping each other have the spirit that we needed to have to win the game.
NBA, the Bucks host the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Five Sir Forum. Former Marquette star Jimmy Butler says he wants out of Miami, but doesn't want the Heat to trade him to Milwaukee. NFL wildcard playoffs this weekend, the Packers and the Eagles Sunday at 3:30. Matt LaFleur on one of the things that stands out about Philadelphia.
I just feel like the defense is, I mean, they're humming right now. It's a very talented defense. You can tell that they've got everybody on the same page. They got superstars on every level of the defense.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a few clouds around the area in the overnight. A light south breeze as temperatures drop to near 5 above. Thursday, more clouds on the way with highs in the middle 20s, a south breeze. Thursday night, there will be a chance of snow, lows in the mid-teens. It's 6 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach gives us his popcorn pick of the week. Mike Clemens joins for a Packers update, and we talk poetry with James Roberts of the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Stated that Trump has been certified, and why wasn't there not one Democratic person who objected to his certification? I realize that you're thinking that, oh, it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and they're corrupt, and they're going to dismiss it. But not one, none of you did anything. We are so dismayed by this lack of the silence and this lack of fight that you guys are showing. I have called my congresspeople up dozens of times, telling them, please object to this. It's wrong. He's an insurrectionist. And Amendment 14, Section 3, I realize that you're saying there's...
Yeah, Holly, sorry, we can't use language like that on the air. My apologies if anybody's offended. Congressman?
Yeah, Holly, so first of all, we changed the rules, and luckily we were able to with the Republicans after the last debacle. And it's a little different how you can contest them. So it would have been a completely dilatory process, and we would have instantly failed. And I don't consider that a fight. I consider that kind of performatory in a way that wouldn't have actually sent a good message, because we would have right away lost and there was really no messaging out of that. So the rule changes made it so that the vice president wasn't actually making a deciding vote, and there were some other things. And I just, I don't think it would have done anything, Holly, other than maybe make you feel better. But I actually think it would have hurt us, our case in the long run, because we are not election deniers on our side, and they have been. So, again, rule changes probably were the greatest reason.
Pam in Boise, Idaho, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. You're my favorite show. My name is Pam Hemphill. I'm also known as ex-Mega Granny. I'm a J6 defendant. I've been on CNN many times. A lot of people haven't heard about me. But I'm so frightened because I'm not taking a pardon. And I was wondering if there anything the Congress could do to encourage Trump not to release any of these J6 criminals.
Yeah, Pam, I don't think so. I think that's going to be one of his first and proudest for him actions. And you know, I recently, unfortunately, I know I shouldn't every now and then get involved with people on social media, Tom, but, you know, the Kool-Aid drinking is so intense right now by some of the MAGA cultists. They're now totally, the new spin is that we created 1-6 with all these FBI infiltrators. And, you know, the fact that they don't trust their own eyes and their own ears and what they saw on January 6th, and instead they're going to drink the MAGA flavored Kool-Aid and trust Elon Musk and Donald Trump. I don't have an answer for that other than obviously our education system had some breakdown at some point for those individuals. But I think Donald Trump has to do this in his mind. And it is going to be a very sad day that, you know, we've got the visuals. We know what they did. And to say that they didn't commit a crime, well, I guess, you know, Donald Trump's a felon, enough said.
Well, Trump said this yesterday. You know, he went off on this. He said, as you see, 24 or 28 people came now from the FBI. They came very quietly. Nobody reported it. We have to find out about that. We also have to find out about Hezbollah. We have to find out, well, who is exactly in on that whole thing? So, you know, now he thinks Hezbollah was there at January 6th as well. You know, I'm waiting for the Bass separatists here, Congressman.
Yeah, no, and that's the sad part, right? I mean, Donald Trump, these people believe whatever dumb thing he says. And he, you know, that is really the toughest part about Donald Trump is 90% of what he says is just stuff he spouts off. But then trying to figure out what he's actually going to do in that 10% is really the art of what we need to do for the next 4 years to make sure the damage doesn't happen to this country. But, yeah. You know, for him to be blaming Hezbollah, again, I know I'll hear it from comments from some of the Kool-Aid drinkers, but, you know, how much more ridiculous could you get?
Yeah, there you go. This is like having Berlusconi. Nancy in Woodland, California, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm just wondering, if Trump tries to use the military domestically, you know, like he wanted to do in Lafayette Square, but General Milley wouldn't go along with it, and now he's putting his toadies or trying to put his toadies into, you know, various offices, and I've heard even in the military. Can Congress do anything to keep him from doing something like that, or is there anything that can be done to make sure he doesn't do that? Thank you.
Or to enforce the Posse Comitatus Act.
Yeah, I mean, at the highest levels, you know, the Senate should have confirmation. The question is, at some point, if they can't pass people, will they find a alternative path to do that? And that's my most immediate concerns. But your concerns are completely valid. Like within military, there's a lot of ways that they can put people in charge that may share their very distorted view or values. And that's a problem. So we're all going to have to be very vigilant, doing what we can, where we can. We have some limited powers within Congress, but, you know, that executive branch is a separate branch of government. In some areas, he has powers that we can't touch.
Bill in Richmond, Virginia, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, gentlemen. What I was calling to ask about, I watched the Meet the Press show last Sunday, the one that Senator Schumer was on, and he kept denying, even though I think the woman's name is Welker, about this thing about President Biden's cognitive problems. And Jan Crawford, who's a legal person on CBS the week earlier, said it's the most underreported. How come, if I'm using a proper term, to the White House and the press to a degree kind of gaslight the American people about Senator Biden's problems?
Yeah, I mean, I think those who are closest to him had the most regular, you know, contact. I myself mentioned when he visited, when we had the eclipse, he was in my district. And I remember saying to my office that he seemed physically older, but was there. And he was in talking to him and everything else. And I saw the decline to when he came right after that debate that, you know, now is infamous. And there was more of a decline. So, you know, it's really the people who saw him the most who might have been able to see this happening, I guess, if there was a reason to try to, you know, call it out and make people aware of it sooner. But, you know, certainly most of us don't have that regular of access. You know, maybe Chuck Schumer did. Certainly, though, his folks of the administration did. And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, we always wish the best for him. The first 2 years, I think, were two of the most impressive years of a presidency. I just think that, unfortunately, the decline may have had an impact on those last 2 years.
Dan in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, my question is not quite as important as the rest of these, but I'm really looking forward to that EV tax credit, and I'm wondering, with a thin majority that they have, what are the chances that we could save it or at least prolong it?
Yeah, I think a lot is going to be riding on people like Elon Musk and others, because Elon Musk partially benefits from this. Now, what I understand, Tom, and I have not confirmed this, but I read this one spot and I want more confirmation, is that Elon Musk actually makes most of his money selling some carbon credits because of the business rather than in selling vehicles. And if that's true, you know, it may impact that differently. But, you know, we're hoping to keep it because obviously that's the trend we want to go to. Donald Trump is saying he's going to move in a very different direction, trying to, you know, double down on fossil fuels. I think it's going to be one of the major battles that we're going to have in the next 2 years. But Elon Musk could turn out to be an interesting pivotal person. But it's going to be how his business model really works. And if his business model isn't so much on the sale of cars as it is on the sale of these carbon credits, then I don't know. We're going to have to go a little deeper to figure that out.
Yeah, there was a lengthy piece in the Financial Times a week or so ago about how Musk is actually in favor of getting rid of the tax credit because Tesla is the only company right now that's manufacturing EVs at a profit, whether there's a tax credit or not. And plus, more than half of his production and sales are out of China. I was in Australia over the holidays, and there's Teslas all over the place, and they're all made in China. And so Musk is apparently on the record saying that if the tax credit goes away, that's going to help him competitively against the big three automakers. So we'll see where that goes.
And also, Tom, I really do want to see the numbers of, you know, where the tax credits are going, because how much of it going to U.S. auto manufacturers versus or how much of the business on EV market is there versus not? I think there's a few other questions we got to look at. They could try to refine something, but if they refine something, I guarantee it's going to be refined for Elon Musk. And that's what we all have to watch. So we're going to need some folks who know this area and how the profitability of his business of Tesla far more.
There you go. 44 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Pocan.house.gov, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov is Congressman Pocan's website. You can find him over at Blue Sky, Pocan.house.gov also.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin. for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Extra.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 49 minutes past the hour, or 10 minutes before the hour. Now it is Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. Middays with Mark. Linda in Portland, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Good morning.
My question is in regards to wartime proclamation that was enacted a few years back, and if it's still usable to get rid of the FDIC money that I've been hearing about the FDIC being done away with. That's my question.
I mean, will Trump be able to use that to get rid of the FDIC? Okay. Question?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that would relate.
Yeah, that seems like it would be a tough one. Honey, in Kahului, Hawaii, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Long time, first time.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Mark, for your service. My question is, my observation is that we have a flood, a fire hose of Fox News going onto military bases 24/7, 365. It's ashore and afloat around the world. The nexus with the domestic violence, with these angry men, is in those galleys. That's all they see. On their bases, that's all they get. I mean, they can look for other things, but that's a steady stream. How do we interrupt that? How do we get opposing stuff up there, like your programs and John Stewart, and make it possible for these young people to have an observation of what the world looks like when it's not shoved down their throat in that manner?
Yeah, I will say, FYI, with American Forces Radio, For at least a decade, they've carried this program, or at least the first hour of this program. I don't know if they still are. It's been a year or so since I've heard from anybody. But they do, they once did. But that's not the television. You're absolutely right. Trump had put Fox on all the military bases around the world, and I'm not sure that that ever changed. Congressman?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, don't forget, too, the Fox model is different than the normal network model. The normal network model was, yes, they made a profit and they had commercials, but they had news programming. Fox isn't about news. It's about persuasion, right? And so Fox does want to get into other areas in order to convince people, as opposed to a channel simply trying to make a profit, which is what I think most of the national networks did, but at least offered real news. So I think, you know, there is a big issue. Around here, it's kind of funny, you know, when the Republicans are in charge in Congress, all the cafeteria TVs have Fox on because they're in charge of that. And I think they brought back Styrofoam at one point, too. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, just because the Republicans are in control. Part of the idiosyncrasies of how, you know, majority parties work when they're in charge of either executive branch or legislative branch.
Yeah. Patty in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Good morning, Congressman, and good morning, Tom. My question is, as a retired postal employee, do you understand that the post office is the only entity, I repeat, that knows where everybody lives? We knew where the kidnappers were. We knew where the murderers were. We even know where people live that don't pay their taxes. And you're going to lose that knowledge. As when the other people, other delivery people, can't find the place to deliver their article, who do you think they ask where people live? It's the Postal Service. And I think a lot of this should be taken into consideration.
So you're concerned about the Republican plans to privatize the Postal Service, Patty? Is that the essence of what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Congressman?
Yeah, I share your concern, Pat. I on Inauguration Day, I won't be clapping like a seal for Donald Trump. I will be in my district celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day the way you should in service. So we're going to deliver Meals on Wheels for the elderly who are at risk under some of these potential tax on Social Security and Medicare. We're going to meet with postal workers to talk about this attempted privatization, because I think it's one of the most popular services that the federal government offers to my constituents, and they're concerned. We're going to meet with people who are at risk of deportation. We're going to meet with folks in the LGBTQI plus community over some of the attacks there, too. I think that's what we need to do in contrast to the inauguration that's going to happen. But I share your concern, Pat. I think, you know, wherever they think they can privatize something, they will try. In Donald Trump's most recent comments, don't forget, DeJoy was his appointment, and now he doesn't like DeJoy. Well, DeJoy at least unifies Dems and Republicans. None of us like him, but that doesn't mean the Postal Service its fault. It's DeJoy.
There you go. Mike in Mountain Home, Arkansas, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
It's my understanding that a federal contractor can't contribute to a campaign, but Elon Musk contributed to Trump's campaign. Is that illegal or not?
I think technically he did an expenditure outside of the campaign, so that is legal. Unfortunately, under the current election laws that we have, that's why H.R. 1 was the first bill in the last two sessions when Democrats were in charge. We passed right away because we're trying to reform that system. But I think because it was over $250 million, you couldn't give that to a campaign anyway. It would be going through outside operations.
Yeah, this was it went through super PACs, which were created by Citizens United in 2010. Congressman, we just have 40 seconds left. I'm curious your thoughts on, you know, what we should be paying attention to over the next couple of weeks.
I'll tell you, you know, we got the lull before the storm, right? January 20th is coming very quickly. That first day, he's going to take a lot of actions because he's been through this before. He's going to be a little more effective in the beginning than he was certainly last time he was president. And we have to be ready. So everyone should get the number for Congress fast dialed and constantly contact your elected officials. Every week we get reports of who contacts our office. I think most offices operate that way. Your voice matters. That's why we got that bill passed that the gentleman talked about earlier during a completely unproductive session. Your voice really matters. Please use it.
Yeah, and that number is 202-224-3121 for the congressional switchboard. And if you're not sure who represents you in the House, Just give them a, just give them the your zip code, and they'll connect you. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us today.
Sure, of course. Thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Always great having you with us. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text...
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look at what's to come in the 119th Congress. What issues are important to you and what's realistic to get done? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. At least five wildfires are raging in Los Angeles County, prompting evacuation orders. Five people are dead. CBS's Ashley Sharp is in Pasadena.
The deadly Eaton Fire ripped through the Altadena Senior Center north of Pasadena, where residents had to evacuate before flames swept through. As wildfires engulf large parts of Los Angeles County, entire neighborhoods along the Pacific Coast and inland have burned to the ground.
1,000 structures have been destroyed. As CBS's Lilia Luciano tells us, winds are increasing the danger.
Because of the wind acting so erratically and being so fast and so intense, the firefighters couldn't throw retardant from the air, couldn't stop this fire overnight. Tonight, it is expected to pick up. And what we fear is that because the wind is going in whatever direction, every community could be under threat.
One fire is burning a mile